evident. The elder, Miss Maitland, was aggrieved by it, and told my wife that servants ought not to wear rings. But my wife looked it up in Inquire Within and Mrs. Motherly's Book of Household Management and found no prohibition. So Jane remained with this happiness added to her love. The treasure of Jane's heart appeared to me to be what respectable people call a very deserving young man. "William, ma'am," said Jane one day suddenly, with ill-concealed complacency, as she counted out the beer bottles. "William, ma'am, is a teetotaler." "Yes, ma'am, and he don't smoke." "Smoking, ma'am," said Jane, as one who reads the heart, "do make such a dust about, besides the waste of money and the smell. However, I suppose they got to do it, some of them." William was at first a rather shabby young man of the ready-made black coat school of costume. He had watery grey eyes and a complexion appropriate to the brother of one in a home for the dying. Euphemia did not fancy him very much, even at the beginning. His eminent respectability was vouched for by an alpaca umbrella, from which he never allowed himself to be parted. "He goes to chapel?"